Rise and shine, folks. Good thirsty Thursday morning to the 29th day of October 2020. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haven, Ryan Elke in our Motor City studio. I'm Anthony Bellino coming to you from the Radio Bunker. As it is a pleasure to be hanging out with you this morning from 6 to 9 all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Toledo. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Auto Value guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. Find our podcast if you miss anything on demand on Google, Spotify, Apple, SoundCloud, and of course, the iHeartRadio app. Find us individually on Twitter. Ryan is at RyanL_Key. Dan is at Dan in the studio, and I am at AC Bellino. Dan, Ryan, gentlemen, good morning to both of you. How are we on this Thursday?
I'm good now. Bored last night, but we got some big-time guests today, so I'm pretty excited, actually.
Yeah, today's a big Spartan day. I'm sure that makes Ryan real happy. And a lot of Spartacus on the program today.
Javon Ringer makes me really happy. Like,
Javon Ringer is joining us, the former powerhouse running back for the Michigan State Spartans and Tennessee Titans. He's going to come on, talk a little bit about the rivalry, about the game of the battle for Bunyan. So that'll be exciting. AJ Ochter, who's also a Michigan State alum, he's coming back onto the show, reappearing, talking about the World Series. He played baseball at MSU, was an MLB-er for a little while. Now he's the Eastern Michigan pitching coach. So there is a lot of Sparty, and of course Lee Sterling for this week's winners. Ready for some real picks. I'm going to bring up the fact that are you, Ryan, committing to Dallas throughout the rest of the season? That no matter the spread, no matter the opponent, that you are going to ride it out and take an L every week with Dallas.
I have to, for America's sake. So I'm willing to make that sacrifice.
You're America's. I don't even know what your title is.
Saving grace. Is, some people are saying me. Dallas 0-7 against the spread. Ryan picking Dallas to go with the spread every single week. 0-7. So it's
he does it for you, the people.
Right. I'm not doing it to improve my record, as you can tell. I'm doing it to just bring down America's team even further. Because we need a new America's team.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I never bought into the whole America's team thing anyways. That's just not me. I don't know how we ended up with Cowboys fans.
I don't know
here.
Why we have to claim America's team. It's not like we're sending them to the Olympics.
This is also a really, really good point.
So I don't get why it's like, well, this is America's team. It's like, it's America's team because you're like ABC, NBC, Fox, you're the ones putting them on prime time every single time. Like, we didn't choose this. We didn't vote. Like, can that be on the ballot? Like, also, it's like under president, maybe under, like, you know, Congress, just like, also, please vote for America's team.
Yeah, no, I think when it comes to primetime games, every team, regardless of record, should have one primetime opportunity, whether it's Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night football. From there, I understand that Dallas plays in a different time zone than what a lot of the teams in the Eastern Standard Time Zone play in. However, they are not the only ones to play in that time zone. They don't need to be a national game of the week every day at 4 o'clock. I don't know why that's pushed on us so hard. But it does bother me because there's plenty of other teams to be able to watch without having to watch the Dallas Cowboys. So they were cute in the 90s. Like, cool. Am I supposed to be thrilled by that? Hey, they do have a Super Bowl. It's better than my Lions, but let's relax a little bit here on the Dallas Cowboys. Just a little bit. Right. And by a little bit, I mean, like, hey, they can be on their regional network. The rest of the country doesn't, shouldn't have to be forced to watch them play whoever they play every single week. You know, they're going to put Pittsburgh and Baltimore at 1 o'clock on CBS, and that's going to be a regional game. And that's terrible. That's terrible. Pittsburgh versus Baltimore. Flex that, baby. Let's go. Sunday night football. a battle of the top two teams, one of the best divisions in football. Think about that. Pittsburgh at 5-0, Baltimore at 5-1. Why doesn't everybody get to watch that game? Right? That's what they should. But, you know, we'll get San Francisco, Seattle in the 4 o'clock window, New Orleans, Chicago in the 4:25, Chargers in Denver. We won't be seeing any of that. But then, of course, Sunday Night Football, Dallas and Philly. I hope the ratings are bad. They won't be, but I hope that they are. Just so that we can hopefully at some point get a little clarity and get past all of this. Also last night, not really a whole lot of sports last night, huh? We'll get into that, but it was very, very interesting to see what the summer kind of felt like again. Like, we went months without it. We had it again last night. 6:07 this morning. Let's take a look at some of the headlines across the world of sports and all the news, local, regional, all that stuff. So let's try to get you caught up on all the happenings right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
All right, huge news. I'm going to start in college football, where three Miami of Ohio players on the football team have been suspended for a frat party fight. How about this? Police in Oxford reported on social media on Tuesday that a freshman tight end James Bamba was charged with assault and criminal trespass. Freshman defensive back Terrell Rush was charged with trespass. And freshman wide receiver Dimitri Mitsopoulos from Toledo was charged with 2 counts of assault, 2 counts of trespassing, 2 counts of disorderly conduct. There was a fourth, not a Miami, Ohio student. He has 2 warrants for criminal trespass. Allegedly, there was some sort of event at this frat house in Oxford. Boys went over there. Something had happened. Maybe they weren't invited. I don't know what the case was. The next night, another event at said frat house. Guys show up, they got their Miami of Ohio football gear on, and they just decided to challenge everybody to a duel and go to fisticuffs. I don't know, have you guys ever been to Miami in Oxford? Referenced as J. Crew U.
I don't think I have.
Real preppy. Like, where's...
That explains Big Ben.
What time is mom going to tea later on this afternoon? Which is fine if your mom goes to tea.
They have places like that in Ohio?
I mean, I mean, kids come from all over the place.
Well, I just
right, but it's very very stuffy like that. What time's brunch at the yacht club? You know what I mean? That type of stuffy, and it's very interesting because one of the guys being from Toledo, a local reporter in Toledo, was tweeting about it. It's the first time I saw the story, and the comments that he was getting in his Twitter feed were very perplexing to me because people were like coming to the kid's defense. Like, the guy got drunk allegedly and showed up at a party to throw hands. What's the issue here? Like, the guy's acting like a jerk. Guess what? Now he's suspended from the football team. You want to act like that? There's going to be a consequence to it. Come on. You should know better. And you play football at Miami. Take a deep breath. Like, it's not like you're a powerhouse of the conference or anything. You guys have been middling around in mediocrity for how many years now? Stop. Relax. Quarterback Quinn Ewers, I think that's how you say it, he was the number one quarterback in the 2022 recruiting class, has decommitted from the Texas Longhorns. Uh-oh. Still being recruited by Ohio State and Alabama. The NFL plans to hold fan capacity to 20% for the Super Bowl with mandatory masks. No problem there. Jerry Jones said the Dallas Cowboys' release of Dontari Poe was due to weight and performance. How about that? They released the defensive tackle primarily because of Poe's weight and lack of production. Jones declined whether to say Poe's persistence in kneeling for the national anthem before games was a consideration. I haven't heard anything about kneeling lately. That's a positive. Cincinnati Bengals traded Carlos Dunlap to the Seattle Seahawks as well. We'll be back. No sports last night. What the hell did you watch? We'll want to get into it next here. X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for my friends at DraftKings. Now there's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. And to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes that are up for grabs. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, do it. Download the DraftKings daily fantasy app and remember that promo code HUGE for your shot at millions of dollars in prizes. Like I said, for a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on all the action. Enter code HUGE to get that free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code HUGE only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Download that DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now and remember promo code HUGE.
Delightfully devilish deals are just around the corner when you shop at Meijer. Buy five and save $5 instantly when you mix or match Halloween favorites like Hershey's snack-sized bagged candy, just $2.79 each. Lay's potato chips, just $1.99. Plus save 40% on Halloween costumes and enjoy free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Visit Meijer.com to get started. Don't wait. Enjoy the spooky savings while they last at your local Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Home air quality has always been important. These days, even more so. That's why your local Rood dealer is offering you a free healthy home analysis. We'll inspect your current system to make sure it's running properly and keeping your family as safe as possible. Healthy air is important for having a healthy family. Call your local Rood dealer today and schedule a free healthy home analysis. To find your local dealer, visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com. Rely on Rood.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Good Thursday morning to you. Just a couple of days away from Halloween. It's October 29th of 2020. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. I'm Anthony Bellino, coming to you from the Radio Bunker. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning until 9 o'clock. It is it's a Thursday, which means that we will have some activity tonight. But what was very interesting, we'll have the Falcons-Panthers, a little NFC South action for you. Matt Ryan and company, can they get back on the horse? Very excited to see what the Panthers look like tonight. Try to get a gauge on what the Lions might run into in a couple of weeks. But last night, man, did it feel like COVID summer or what? Now, I don't know what you guys did over the summer, right? Because you guys were still working. Shep was here hosting the holding down the mornings. I was still working, doing mornings down in Ohio. And once the radio was over, the hardest thing was trying to develop like what to talk about, because I tried not to spend too much time on COVID. I definitely didn't want to spend too much time on the politics of all of it. And I was just trying to come up with, okay, like what kind of sports related conversation can we have? And to be honest with you, I didn't do we didn't do any real like lists, top tens, favorite player. Like we didn't really do any of that either. I literally just tried to take it one day at a time. Go through the Rolodex, call everybody I could find, just see, hey, you want to just talk about sports that aren't happening right now? And so last night kind of felt like that. In on the other side of the coin, it was summertime. Baseball season was in flux. And outside of, you know, doing radio in the mornings and going to the grocery store every day, you know, once we got through the middle of it and I got to tone it down on that, I got to have a summer for the first time since, you know, college, maybe.
That was dangerous, wasn't it?
For you, dangerous.
For you, it's like, all right, I haven't had a summer in 10 years. Let's go.
Yeah, it was weird having a summer, Anthony. I went on 3 golf trips. I haven't gone on, legitimately, I have not gone on 1 golf trip in my life because I'm always working weekends because of Tigers games. Not that I'm going to complain. you know, we get into this business, we all know nights and weekends and
I wasn't sure. I'm going to be honest with you. That kind of caught me by surprise. Like, I didn't really process the whole thing like it's going to be nights and weekends. You know what I mean? Like, all the
and
time.
And weekend nights, yes.
You know, Saturday night when everybody's getting together, we're starting at 7 o'clock. Game time.
All my friends,
yeah. Probably there
exactly. All your friends are like, hey, want to come over and watch the game? And you get to say, I'm the reason you're watching the game, so no.
You know, hey, you want to come do this? You want to come do that? I almost bought a boat this summer, bro. Like, that's how much fun I was having. I was like, this is great. Wow. I'm having a good time. And then all of a sudden, you know,
I get
like,
a boat.
Okay.
You can get a mystery box. Could be anything. Even a boat.
Could be anything. Last night was a reminder of that. You know, because yesterday went from, you know, radio to grocery store. Freddie the Pizza Man was like talking like the store is in Monroe, Michigan, just in case anybody, you know, wants to come hang out or whatever. If you want a steak, I'm going to be loaded up on pizza. I wonder if I could stack Freddie's pizzas in my freezer. But he said he wants to feed the listenership. So I think that that's good. He's, you know, people helping people. It's a beautiful thing. But then afterwards, when I got home, I turned on the TV and I'm like, wait a minute. There's nothing on tonight. There's not a thing on right now, except for MLS. So if you're into MLS, then that's fine. I'm one of those guys that I do watch soccer. I do have a Premier League team. I do try to keep tabs on what's happening with the Champions League, with La Liga and Serie A and the Bundesliga. So I'm one of those people. So feel free to judge me. MLS, not really doing it for me because I know what the reality of the situation is. You know, MLS is like a, you know, double A. Maybe
I thought
it
was more of
a
retirement league for the Premier League people.
That too. It's a graveyard. It's a graveyard. That's where they send you, like, when, you know, they try to work in a deal, all the Americans will pay big money for you, go over there, trot around a little bit, you know, score some goals, whatever, call it a career. But so, you know, there was that interesting, like, what the hell do we watch? And it kind of felt a little bit like summertime, which, all things considered, I'm trying to find the silver lining in everything. And, you know, if you've lost a loved one or if you've had complications or anything like that, obviously, you know, we're not trying to, you know, take a shot or make you feel any sort of way. But this summer was very eye-opening for someone like me who, when people are like, what do you do after baseball season? I'm like, well, baseball rolls into football. What do you do after football? Well, football and hockey overlap, and then football, hockey, and basketball overlap. And that all, after football is done, hockey and basketball then overlap again with baseball on the other side. So there really is no off season. It's just a constant wheel, which is great. It's been wonderful. Once again, not complaining, but the ability to have a taste of, like, this is what other people do on nights and weekends. Like, this is great.
Bars are actually open. Like when you get off work,
dude, thank God they were closed. Like, that's the one thing, like, okay. Like, yeah.
Are Toledo bars open now? I've heard that they kind of are still on the,
Everything's well. You go south of the border, everything's 10 a.m. Or 10 a.m. 10 p.m. Once 10 p.m. hits, everything's got to close.
Okay.
Wait, so really?
Oh yeah.
Well, I've wondered because I'm going to a wedding in Toledo next weekend.
Oh, Dan, so, can you believe he just told me that? Where is this wedding at?
Right by Fifth Third. I don't know the exact location at the moment, but
what time should I be there? Who's getting married? I'm going to need some details. This wouldn't be the first time I've done this, by the way.
No, it's one of my longest friends. He's getting
married. Oh, you're in then, Anthony. You might as well get your suit pressed. You're in.
Are we open bar here or what?
Of course, man. I'm not going to town open bar. Yeah, masks mandatory.
Okay. So you won't really, I mean, you'll know it's me, but nobody else will know it's me. And I'm really good at this, like, just schmoozing
and
walking around saying hi to people.
And the wife's family, the bride's family, huge Michigan fans, season ticket holders for decades. So you'd fit right in. Like, folks, I'm sure that they'd just be like, oh, you work for Michigan? Yeah, here's tequila.
We are in there like swimwear. I had a couple of Mudhens fans actually reach out to me and send me an invitation to their wedding just because one time. I was like, man, this is great. Awesome. I got no shame. All right, we'll talk to Javon Rigger coming up on the battle for Paul Bunyan at the Big House. We'll get into what's going on here in the Big Ten. The Big Ten is in big trouble. We'll get into that as well. AJ Oktor, MSU alum, former MLB, he will join us on the World Series. So We've got plenty to get to. I was just very interested in what you guys did last night, what you watched last night, because I didn't watch anything sports related.
I watched Jeopardy. I've been watching Jeopardy.
It's just Jeopardy's better not than at like 5.
No, it's not 7:30.
7:30 here in Michigan.
Jeopardy's on at like 7:30. What'd you watch the rest of the night? Is it really on at 7:30?
Yeah.
Last night I've watched the Purge TV series. I don't know if you guys have even heard about it, but it's fantastic.
Really?
Right, yeah, it's on their second. Well, they're supposed to, I guess it ended after 2 seasons because it comes out like it starts like the middle of September and ends like Halloween week normally, but there's no third season coming, it seems.
Well, yeah, I mean, how many times can you just keep running the same thing over and over? Like, how many?
It's not the same thing though. They change it. Like the last season was the origin of the Purge,
and then everybody gets purged. And then what do you do, Ryan? What was on your TV last night?
I caught up on The Bachelorette.
Oh, okay. Because
Tuesday was World Series, so it's like, all right, you're getting my full attention there. And then, I had to catch up on week 3. It's bananas this season. Like they're kicking off The Bachelorette next week and getting a new one. Unprecedented.
What? Why are they? Wait, did she already find a man?
Yes, and the other guys are about to revolt because they can feel it. They're like, dude, you're not even spending time with the other, like the rest of us. You're canceling dates, so like they're ready to have a mutiny.
Wow.
And this new girl they're bringing in, so fine.
Ooh, yeah. All right. Well, I'm in for that. Well, at least we have Falcons-Panthers tonight. Let's step aside. Let's talk to Javon Ringer next on the game, the battle for Paul Bunyan. He's a Michigan State alum, a Tennessee Titans alum. He's next on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. They're in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of GR and a short drive for most of you listening right now on the Huge Show across Michigan. Fabulous place to get away, and there still will be some good days of golf left. Book a tee time right now at TullymoreGolf.com, a stay and play package in the fall if you just want to get away. The restaurants are open, and if you want to look at some real estate, maybe looking ahead to 2021, a weekend home, or if you want to live on the grounds at Tullymore, go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. And if you want to look ahead for a wedding, a reception, an outing, a corporate event, or anything in 2021, now is the time to book it while dates are there. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com. The Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Huge here for my friends at DraftKings. Now there's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. And to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes that are up for grabs. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, do it. Download the DraftKings daily fantasy app and remember that promo code HUGE for your shot at millions of dollars in prizes. Like I said, for a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on all the action. Enter code HUGE to get that free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code HUGE only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Download that DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now and remember promo code HUGE.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen and Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. I'm Anthony Bellino coming to you from the Radio Bunker. A lot of Sparty on this program today. A lot of Michigan State. We have AJ Ochter, the Spartan alum. Now we're going to talk to another Spartan alum. AJ was on the baseball side of things. We've got Javon Ringer, played a lot of football there. in that Spartan helmet, accumulating 3,500 plus yards, 29 touchdowns in the green and white. It spent time in the NFL as well with the Tennessee Titans. Javon, my friend, first and foremost, thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, man, and no problem at all. I really appreciate you having me.
And for those that don't know, you're actually the assistant director of football operations at the University of Toledo. So we'll get into some action here momentarily as well as we're getting geared up, ready to go at the Glass Bowl on November 4th. But first, let's get into it's rivalry week, man. This is the battle for Bunyan at the Big House. Now, let me preface this by saying, I'm a Michigan man. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I waited until I was like, I got to make sure he's on the phone first just in case he hangs up, because that could make for good radio right there. But I'm a
big setup.
Big setup. Yeah, pulled the rug right out on you, right? So Michigan fan, Michigan employee, and the fact that I work at Toledo as well, all the colors are the same. So I wanted to ask you first, what's it like putting on that blue and gold? Does it make you feel uncomfortable at all?
I hated it in the beginning. It was awkward. Like, I didn't really... Like, I wasn't really too fan of, like, pictures. I didn't really want too many people to see me in it, you know, back when I started. But then I just had to just keep telling myself, yo, it's different. It's not the same. Like, I can't look at it as putting on those other colors. Like, it's completely different. So eventually, you know, I got used to it. It's okay.
All right, good deal. Well, that is good to hear. Your boys, man, they week number one. And I don't know how much you actually can keep track and watch and kind of be involved, because your position at the University of Toledo, I mean, one thing people don't really understand about college coaches, when they start talking about, you know, salaries of coaches and what the payroll looks like for all of these guys. And it's like, look, anybody who's on a collegiate staff, they are more than a coach. They are mentors. They are father figures, uncles. They are counselors. They are on call 24/7 for anything that might pop up at any time. Like, there's a lot more involved than just showing up on Saturdays and trying to, you know, get a game plan together in preparation for it. So how much time did you actually get to spend watching the game for Michigan State last week against Rutgers?
Well, first and foremost, everything word for word that you just said is 100% true. Like, there's so much truth in what you just said. So, but also with the game, I honestly wasn't able to watch very much of it. I would try to catch bits and pieces, and I would kind of try to like look at stats, like maybe like on my phone, but actually watching the game while live, I wasn't able to really catch most of it. I mean, if anything, it just wasn't until after when I was able to see like some of the highlights. But I heard a lot about it.
I'm telling you what, it's probably better off that you didn't have to watch it, to be honest with you. Things did not go Michigan State's way in week number one, losing to Rutgers 38-27. So when you look at your alma mater and everything that took place with Coach D'Antonio leaving, and you know, it being the month of February, they're scrambling to try to find a head coach. They grab Mel Tucker. I personally thought that this year was basically, you know, you're playing with house money. The guy starts behind the eight ball because he's got a late start anyways, and then he can't even get in on the transfer window to try to pick up any JUCO kids, because the whole off season has been a mess. Then you don't get spring ball, then you get no summer ball, and it's like, hey, yeah, COVID-19 kicks in. This, like, what do you really expect from this guy trying to figure it out here in year number one?
Exactly. Again, another one, 100% true, man. Like, you really can't. You can hope for the best, but that's for anybody. That's a hard predicament to be in, especially with how everything was going on. He wasn't even really able to spend that much time with the players to help in their development with, you know, him and his coaching staff. So I definitely believe it was a struggle. I definitely still feel like, you know, they were coached well to the best of their abilities, but at the end of the day, man, like you said, he was kind of like behind the eight ball with some of the things that he possibly could have been able to do with the, again, we just kind of how the world is right now. But even still, man, like, I'm a firm believer in, you know, coaches can do the best job that they can, man. But players, they have to execute it. Like, they're the ones that have to get the job done. And from what I heard, and then also from what I was able to see, like, it was a struggle, man. It's going to be hard to win any games when you're not able to protect the money, and the money is the football. You got to be able to protect that. That's like your baby. So with a lot of the mistakes that they had with that, I mean, it's no surprise that it was a struggle. I mean, I heard they were able to, they made it a close game, got it to within like eight, but then again, another turnover with the ball. And that just kind of, you know, just things didn't work out in our favor. But hey, man, any given week, man, things can change. So even with how last week went, you know, you still got to have faith that, you know, they could still pull together all the things that they need to and correct the mistakes that need to be corrected, which is really a big one. Just hang on to the football, man. And I'm not sure exactly how practice went, but I'm going to assume that they did a lot of drills, they put a lot of emphasis on everybody making sure, you know, they took care of the football.
Javon Ringer joining us right now, Michigan State alum, former Tennessee Titan, current assistant director of ops at the University of Toledo. In your time at Michigan State, man, what does this game mean to a Michigan State player? Because this is, you know, you were there from 05 to 08, right? And you got a whole hell of a lot of yards there in 07 and 08, man. You were running the football with some serious purpose and some serious passion there. I mean, you were terrifying. I'll just be honest about it, because we're roughly the same age. So I remember a lot of these things very vividly, rooting against you. And now look at me calling you and asking you for favors. My, what a small world.
Yeah, well, man.
What's this week mean to you?
Man, this week, just like every year, man, there's nothing that can compare to this, especially when coming from somebody who's actually played into the game. And, you know, it's one thing to be a fan from the outside or even a student at the school, at each different school, but to actually be a player, to actually be the one, you know, banging on the field, performing on the field, like putting your body on the line, you know, to try to win that game, man. There's nothing like that. Like, every game is important on your schedule, but this one specifically, like, it's like a make or break type of game every year. Like, you could lose every single game, but as long as you get this one, that can make your season. Like, that's kind of how important this game is to not just me, of course, but to every alumni, everybody who's ever put on the green and white, man. So this game is, it's always a physical game. And truth be told, whichever team was always the most physical and number one up front, whoever wins that line of scrimmage battle, man, though, that's the team that usually, you know, comes out on top, man. So, you know, this game is tremendously important, man. And like I said, man, this is something that can make your whole season.
You know, I look back at the 07 game, and I'm sure that when I say like 07, you probably remember, you know, a loss first. And then 08, you probably remember that dub that had you touching the ball damn near 40 times in that game for 194 yards and two touchdowns. You were terrifying is what you were. I don't know if you realize that or not, but that's what you were. I mean, that was painful to watch from my perspective.
I was always considered a warrior out in the field, and that was kind of my mindset, especially my senior year when I was really carrying the ball a lot and helping us finally get that win against Michigan, because that was the first time I think Michigan State has had that was the first time they won at the Big House since like 1990, and one that's terrible. That's just terrible. Two, I really put it in my heart that I wanted to be able to help make a change in that. Like I had to, because, you know, Michigan State was like my second home, and this was literally my last opportunity to physically be able to do something about that rivalry. Like I said, it's different from a coaching perspective. It's different from being a fan. You know, it's like the players, you are the ones who ultimately can make the change. And that was my last time, man. So that's the one. You know, I had to give him all that game. But honestly, it was crazy. Yeah, we won in 08. But 2007 was the one that I wanted. That was I always wanted to win against them. I get it. But like 2007, right, that was when they were really good. I'm okay, let's just put it out there. Truth be told, in 2008, just my opinion, they were a decent football team, but they just really weren't what they were. I'd say they weren't really like what they were in 2007. Like in 2007, they had a lot of star power on that team, and that was the game. Like, I don't like to beat a team when they're really not that good. Like, those type of wins don't really mean. It's just kind of like, you know, the team wasn't really good. I like to beat a team when they got some guys on their team. That 2007 team, I think that's the year when they went and beat Florida in the bowl game. Like, that was the team I wanted to beat, you know. But, you know, things didn't work out that way. So I am tremendously blessed that I was able to kind of start a nice little run that Michigan State had on Michigan with winning that game in 2008.
Yeah, I wanted to go there next. Javon Ringer, who is joining us right now, Michigan State alum, former NFL running back with the Tennessee Titans, and he's currently on staff at the University of Toledo as the assistant director of operations. That 08 year, exactly what you just said, like you guys started it. After that year, three more consecutive wins before a loss in 2012, and then to rattle off three more. I mean, that was the start of a 7-1 run for Michigan State. So as an alumni that was real, I mean, you just left the program. You guys really put your foot in the ground to build this sort of run here for Michigan State that was some of the best football in program history. What did that mean to you? And did you talk to a lot of young guys throughout that time period? Were you still in communication with guys on the team?
No, I mean, of course. Like, yeah, my last year physically playing there was 2008. And then, you know, I was blessed to have some with the success I had in college. I was blessed to get drafted to the Tennessee Titans. So during that time, I'll say for the coach, Mark D'Antonio era, no player has came back to that school, to that team more than I have. Nobody. Not Le'Veon, not Kirk, nobody has came back to that school during that time more than I have. You know, like even when they would say that because I know they remember always seeing me, really specific times. It was during those times like winter conditioning, during summer conditioning, like because I figured with me being in the NFL, I needed to work out anyway. So what better place than to go back to college and you know and just kind of get it in there because Coach Manning, man, he put us through some crazy workouts. But so yeah, man, I remember all those times I would go back and I would always kind of encourage these guys and talk to these guys, and especially with this specific game, man, let them know, even though there wasn't really much to let them know because they all embraced how important that was. But still, just you can never not hear it enough just to make sure the investment into that game is tremendously high, because you truly, you know, every time I would come back to that school during that time, you know, I always made sure that they put so much investment into that game, because I'm a firm believer the more investment you have into something, the more important it is to you. Like you truly care about it. And man, during that span, man, the type of player that they were getting to come through there, man, like those boys were some beasts, man. Like and we had some dogs come through that program during that time, and that's why they was able to establish the dominance over that team that took place. And now, and I do believe, you know, Coach Tucker, man, you got to give him some time. Like, you got to give him some time because, you know, give him some time to get the guys who he wants in there to be able to run the systems that he wants to run, have the offense the way he wants to have the defense the way – you know, it happens. You got to give a coach some time to get his guys in there. And I do believe, you know, he'll be able to do that. And then, you know, Lord willing, we'll be able to get back to those good times on beating that school. But, you know, for right now, we still got to kind of roll with what we got, man, because these players, these Spartans, man, they, you know – it's a brotherhood. Every last one of them, you know, I'm big bro to all of them because they chose to become Spartans. So they chose to become part of this brotherhood. So they chose, you know, to step into this spotlight and to be in a position to, you know, to have a huge impact on this game. So I'm really just, you know, I haven't been able to physically get back there, but I'm just really, really hoping. Because, I mean, I worked there in 2016. So some of the guys who I know, I mean, I helped recruit some of these guys. So I'm just really hoping that the investment they have into this game is tremendously high.
Two really good lessons Javon Ringer just gave you to all of our listeners out there. One, level of investment is basically directly proportional to the results that you hope to achieve. So we got to be invested. Doesn't matter what it is. You could be sweeping the floor, be the best floor sweeper that you could possibly be. Number two, right. give the coach some time. Now, Michigan fans, did you hear that? You got to give the coach some time because Michigan hired a new head coach in 2016, and all of a sudden it was like, oh, yeah, we're going to be the favorites for the college football playoff. Like, what? I mean, can we just take a breath? Can we get some, like, what in the hell? And every time there's a loss, it's the end of the universe. And anytime there's a win, it's like that team wasn't any good anyways. And I'm like, I don't know how this works. And of course, Ohio State plays a factor in that too, but that we don't need to go there right now. It's just still a very salty topic for somebody like me. So Michigan State struggles against Rutgers, Javon, in Michigan steamrolls PJ Fleck in Minnesota. I mean, they just beat the snot out of them. And it looks like Michigan might have themselves a legitimate quarterback here, like a guy that could be a serious program changer in Joe Milton. So when you see that, yeah. as a as a player and now as somebody who's working in college football, are you keeping track of something like that? Is it something that's talked about in the locker room? Is everybody aware that, hey, yeah, they just roasted Minnesota last week? Like, yeah, and Minnesota was a top 25 team, allegedly. And, hey, they beat the brakes off of them at their place in prime time. Is that something you guys are paying attention to?
So I would say it's kind of a little bit of yes. I mean, that's obviously we understand how that game went, you know, who they played, and yeah, you want to say it was at their place, but I mean, it's not like it was much of a crowd. So that kind of home field advantage has kind of been taken away. You know, there's nothing like fans in college football. Like, and the fact that, you know, with what's going on in the world, that took it away, it does kind of level out the playing field. But yeah, man, I mean, you can't deny that. Like, as much as I don't like that school, like, I'll never have a like for that school ever. Like, but even with that dislike, I'm not naive to the fact on the talent that they had. Even when I was in school, like, I hated that school. I could not stand that school. I did not like that football team. But I was not one of those guys who was just blind to the fact that, dog, they had some talent, man. Like, one of the best front. I mean, I'm sorry, this might be a little off topic. I still remember one of the best fronts I went against when I was going against Michigan, man. They had Sean Crable, Lamar Woodley, Gabe Watson, and Alan Branch. Like, that was what I like. Imagine, you remember that front when those guys were terrorizing up front? Like, that was, you can't deny Michigan's talent. So that was back then. But again, so now, like, it's the same thing, man. They have talent, man, and yeah, they were able to go out and ultimately do what they wanted to do, which was get the win. But and I think I saw something to where it was like crazy. Like, they got Michigan just like just completely demolishing Michigan State this Saturday. But I personally just feel like, man, this is a great setup to, like, you know, knock them off their high horse, man. Like, you got to embrace that. Like, if I was to talk to any Michigan State player, like, and that whole team, like, yo, y'all got to embrace that, man. Like, y'all accept the fact that you played your part into being in this position that you in with how we performed. But now you got to embrace that and work your ass off to, work your butt off to try to, you know, make that change, man. Because everybody expects you to lose. Like, that's crazy. Like, when you go into everybody expects you to lose. Like, not a single person, like, probably expects Michigan State to win that game. And especially nowadays, we're like, man, Michigan's always been that school. Like, even during that time when Michigan State was whooping their ass, Michigan could win two games, and all of a sudden people think that they're just, oh my God, that, like, every year they always thought Michigan was going to beat Michigan State, like, every year. So it doesn't take much for people to really, like, jump on the Michigan bandwagon. But, like, I saw, like, everybody thinks that they're going to win this game, which, I mean, hey, man, hey, that is what it is. They still got to go out and perform. So I'm just hoping, like, these players can embrace that and understand that, like, yo, this is what a perfect time this would be when everybody probably thinks we suck right now. Like, yo, they'll be, let's pull together, man, and let's surprise the world, because that would be a surprise to everybody. You talk about you know, making noise. Go ahead, while everybody thinks you suck, win this game, man. Win this game. You know, I always tell my Spartans, like, man, you'll be amazed at all the feelings you would hurt if you beat this game. Like, if you win this game, you don't just hurt their players' feelings, but you hurt the whole universe. You hurt so many fans around this world. You hurt so many guys on ESPN who are Michigan fans. You hurt everybody. You just hurt all their feelings. Now, you gotta cherish something like that, man. And again, hopefully, because, I mean, like I said, there's no denying it. Like, it's just obvious. Michigan is a very talented team, man. So, you know, you got to go out there and perform, and you got to play to the best of your ability, and no mental mistakes. And again, man, protect the ball. We'll see how it goes, man. I'm looking forward to it.
He's Javon Ringer, first-team All-American. School record 22 touchdowns as a senior up there in East Lansing, and led the nation in scoring that year in points per game and rushing touchdowns. I just wanted to throw all that out there. Javon, my friend, we're not going to excuse that language. That's the passion that we need right there. That's what we needed right there. Thank you so much for your time this morning, my man. We greatly appreciate you.
Hey, no, it's no problem at all, man. I greatly, greatly appreciate you having me, man. Thank you.